following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Grief has many stages, but so does healing. I'm your host, DJ Bubblegum, exploring how to live life after loss. Welcome to the first episode of No Map for This, where we create a space for the journey that no one is ever prepared for. I'm so honored to create a space for other people who have lost their loved ones. We just go by it too quickly as a society. And so really taking this time to depict the feelings and the real underlying emotions of grief are so incredibly important. And I really want this space to be the space to do that. I want to start off by bringing up a little bit of my story and what I've been through to hold space for you to relate to me. I lost my dad when I was 17, 3 days before my 18th birthday. It was extremely sudden. We had no clue. He passed away of cardiac arrest. And this left me with so many emotions and so much shock, really no guidance or understanding of how to move forward, how to walk out of that hospital after going through the most traumatic thing in your whole life, which for me personally was losing my dad. And we had been having so many discussions about college, future, job. I was a senior in high school. I was trying to figure out college, trying to figure out my future job, and my dad was one of my number one supports on all fronts. This was a time when I needed direction. I was making huge decisions that was going to change the trajectory of my life. My social media platforms, I have asked people what they want to hear about grief, what they want talked about more, what they have experienced, while talking about how that all relates to the stages of grief: shock, denial, pain, guilt, anger, reconstruction, acceptance, happiness, all of these emotions that we feel throughout grief. And I really want to draw that back to all these different topics. A couple of prompts that I felt resonated with me for this week were: someone commented about when you lose someone, a lot of times people do socially accepted thing of food, goodies, you know, bring gifts, you know, come over for support. But a lot of times people kind of just automatically go to, like, they're too hurt, they can't think about themselves, let's just think for them and, like, do everything we think they would want. And it puts you in this position of, like, I want to be grateful for what I'm being given because they're offering it, but at the same time, this is what I don't want and I can't handle this right now. So I remember when we first lost my dad, so many people were, like, bringing over food and bringing over gifts. And at this specific time, it was 3 days before my birthday, and it was a big milestone. It was 18. So a lot of people really wanted me to feel celebrated. And the big thing that I had to do for myself in that moment is say thank you, but no. And that might sound harsh, but for me, I really needed to do that because I was too overstimulated. I was so shocked and overwhelmed and in such disbelief that I could not handle, you know, so much going on around me. Personally, for me, I started therapy long before I lost my dad. And so when I did lose my dad, I was already in the process of therapy. And so I had that support and that person to go to. And I think one thing that was really important for me at the beginning when we lost my dad was I sat down with my family and I said, we're going to do things on our terms. When we are ready to commit to something, we will do that. Now, luckily, my family and I have the most incredible support community that you could ask for. And so we had the honor and privilege of having so many people help us put together my dad's service. But we waited a long time to have the service. And I feel like that's not something that's talked about enough. As I said, I feel like it's very generalized in society to be like, okay, now, you know, they've passed, we're going to get this huge funeral together, and then we're going to grieve. And I literally couldn't. Like, I could not get myself together to be able to pull that together and then grieve my dad. I was already deep in the process of loss and of shock and denial. To wrap it around back to that question of, you know, sometimes people might not ask you what you need, but you need to tell them. And I understand that's a really hard thing to do, especially when you're in a vulnerable place and you're grieving and like, just no. Like, I can't do that and I won't do that. And that is just not generalized enough in our society. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say, I actually don't need that. I really need this. And if you can help me with this, or if you can do this for me, that's great. But if not, then, you know, I really just need my space right now. It's okay to set those boundaries. Another topic that I really want to talk about is the words stay strong. Now, this comes up so much, especially right when you're losing a loved one. So many people, everyone you see, stay strong, you know, stay, how are you doing? Stay strong. I personally wanted to scream, cry, and throw up every time that I heard those things come out of someone's mouth. And I understand there's really not a lot to say. Like, just a hug can sometimes say a lot more. When someone has passed away, I say, I'm here for you. If you need anything, I'm here. But the difference between me saying that and a lot of other people who say that is sometimes that I'm here is, you know, hey, I'm here for the first couple weeks and then, you know, life moves on. And for me personally, when I say that I'm here for the long haul. I know that grief is never ending. You will never, ever finish processing grief. It is continuous. It is ongoing. And so when people say stay strong, to me, I look at that more as hurtful than helpful. Because when I lost my dad, I was the strongest I could have possibly been. And the weakest at the same time. And so in this experience, for me, for my personal opinion, I don't think that grief is about staying strong whatsoever. I think it's about sitting in that depression or in that anger or in that pain and noticing that pain. And allowing that to sit in the moment. Although in my journey, staying strong was never in the concept. It was about accepting those emotions, allowing them into my space. I went to a specialist. Something that she had taught me was learning how to be able to dive into those deep emotions and hold space for them and cry and like really just be in those deep, hurtful, painful emotions that we feel. And then learning how to pull myself out of that shock and out of that denial and out of that pain that I'm feeling. But balancing it with the presence and the love and the support and the respect and the kindness and the selflessness that my dad brought to my life, And don't get me wrong, that is a really hard thing to take on. But once you can allow yourself to go deep down into those emotions and come back, you know, then to a space of mindful being, is healthy, is really healthy. And I don't want it to come off as like, you know, okay, we're going to throw out all these emotions and I'm going to have all these feelings and then I'm just going to retract them. That is not what I learned by any means. I learned how to effectively flow back and forth in between those two states. Personally, what I was having a really, really hard time with was my emotional stability, obviously, and keeping myself stable. And so even if I was still going into these dark and painful cry festivals, I was now able to really go into my mind and think about a happy moment with my dad or, you know, something, and pull myself back to that space of mindfulness without diluting those emotions that I'm still feeling. Now, don't get me wrong, I would allow those feelings to go on for a long time, but it was the place now that I could learn how to balance them. And that is a very light word, balance. I am still learning to balance them, but a skill being put into my head that I could now have an opportunity to balance back and forth of those emotions when needed is really important. And for the most part, I usually just let myself get it all out. But there are other times when my nervous system is so out of order and I say, okay, we gotta breathe. We gotta think about some other things. Let's just slowly move my mind back to that mindful position. So important. And that brought me strength. So then I didn't have to listen to the other people around me who were telling me to stay strong, because I think that's a stupid statement. I felt that tiny little itty bit of strength inside of myself. And for me, that's what I needed. I think it was really also important with the brutal honesty aspect. It's okay to say, I'm not strong right now. I'm hurting right now. It's okay to express those emotions. And it's okay for the other side who is, you know, getting that feedback, for them to be a little uncomfortable. It is uncomfortable. This is never going to be a comfortable experience. This is something that continuously lives with you, and you have to learn valuable ways to cope with that hurt. And so I think the farthest that I am after losing my dad is strong, but I also think that's okay. And people might not agree, and that's okay too. But at the end of the day, it's okay for you to say, hey, you know what, I'm not strong, but you reaching out, you know, thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate the gesture. On next week's episode, we'll be talking about guilt, anger, depression, and also answering some more of these prompts that I've been given. A lot of people have been talking about the guilt that comes with moving forward, and I believe that's a really important topic to talk about, so we will be going through that. And also the hardship in not being able to say a proper goodbye. I feel like a lot of people do experience this, and it's something that is so heart-wrenching, especially when it comes with sudden death. And we'll talk about things that I've done to help me, and also how it's affected me. And I'm so excited to take a deep dive into next week's episode. And I hope you listen in.